News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
106.
Now, failure to address the harms of pornography is endangering young women. That is according to new research commissioned by Women's Aid and funded by the Community Foundation of Ireland. And Denise Charlton, who is the chief executive of the Community Foundation of Ireland and former chief executive of Women's Aid, joins us this morning. Just this may be something that if there are young ears, we might advise you that this may not be exactly what you want them to listen to. But Denise, good morning to you. Porn, it's changed, it's fair to say, hasn't it, in recent years? It's become more violent. It's become more anti-woman. Is that the correct way of describing it?
Yeah. So the research aimed to explore, firstly, the nature, the impacts of pornography consumption. It really wanted to pay attention to children and young people, and it wanted to make recommendations for strategy to counter any negative impacts. So that's what it set out to do. And the results are really stark. First of all, what it does is absolutely lets us know the reality of pornography, that it's really violent, that in fact, it is really sexual violence filmed. And it also, the findings show that the consumption of it and the accessibility of it is really high. It's a multi-billion industry. And then it paints a really horrific picture of the impact of that, the impact in terms of gender equality, healthy sexual relationships, the harm to young people and children. So it really is very stark. And I guess what it says to us is we can no longer ignore this, that pornography has evolved from something that was quite niche to something that's really harmful in society today.
Okay. That's very stark what you just said, sexual violence filmed. And of course, mainly young men. Young men are consuming this, and not just young men, older men as well, are consuming this in large numbers. And we now know that it's having an effect.
Absolutely. So it's a learning context for young men and young women. So what it's telling young men is when she says no, she really means yes. She likes high levels of pain. And she has a voracious sexual appetite. And it's telling young women, this is what's expected of you. So for both of them, it's really distorting expectations. And the reality of that is that's leaving young men very vulnerable to crime and young women very vulnerable to experiencing crime.
And when
but
you say
sad
to,
reality,
when you say, sad, yeah. Sorry, just for clarity, when you say it's leaving young men vulnerable to crime, you mean to committing crime, to committing sexual acts of violence because they believe that this is part of the normal lexicon of sex?
Exactly. So what's happening with pornography is it's really normalizing sexual violence. It's saying this is the norm, this is what sex is. And even children, so as young as children where they've had, you know, no access to first real world sexual experiences, they're being groomed to say that this sexual violence is normal.
What needs to change and what can change in terms of our ability to influence what is a multi-billion euro industry and a global industry as well? What should and what can we do?
So we have to get tax savvy. There's been plenty of examples in the US, for example, of class cases against the tech industry. We have to allow those that regulate, we have to give them teeth and power. So, for example, our online commissioner here, we have to allow her to be able to take down images immediately. We have to strengthen our legislation. So, you know, legislation like harmful communication and related offences is really welcomed, but prosecutions are taking too long while the imagery is being shared globally. And we have to really take it on board that we need to discuss the harm of pornography. We need to educate ourselves about it. And we need to educate young women and young men and give them literacy and say, look, this is not reality. We okay. can't allow this just to continue.
And that is Denise Charlton, their chief executive of the Community Foundation of Ireland and former chief executive of Women's Aid. And if you have been affected by any of the issues raised in this piece, please do contact the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre National 24-Hour Helpline on 1-800-77-8888.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.